Wow. I didn't realize how many things needed fixing. Well, I'm glad I have you. Thank you so very much, darling, for volunteering your services. This place has gone unmaintained for far too long now. But it is nice to return back to this neighborhood. It feels right to be here. What made me come back? Well, my husband made me come back. He grew tired of me, and our son doesn't want anything to do with either of us, so a change of scenery seemed appropriate. Do you understand my meaning? Oh, it's okay, sugar. These things happen. I can tell you one thing. It was very easy to move on. My son, however, well, you know how he was like. You two used to play with each other. He was very non-forgiving about certain things, right? Yeah, he was very quick to hold a grudge. But I'd rather him hate both of us than to like his no-good father. Though we don't talk anymore, I still take the time to check up on him on Facebook. He seems to be doing just fine. Oh, the memories with you two. Every single Friday, you two would sprint off that school bus and come right inside. I'd have some sandwiches for you. You guys would go upstairs and start playing on the gaming console. What was it? Nintendo? I don't know. I'm not the one that bought the console for him. But I can remember clearly how loud you guys got because of how intense the gameplay was. Oh, you silly billies. Sometimes it was harder to discern if you guys were actually getting attacked or not. But you two were having fun, and that's what mattered. Sorry. Look at me rambling about the past. Now, I know you said you were volunteering to do this, but I want to give you something. Is there anything that you desire? Maybe some food? I can wash your laundry? Really anything. I'm not really up to much. And I'd like to be put back to work. So, is there anything? What do I mean by back to work? Well, I'm a mom. Yeah, my son is long gone now and all grown up, and so are you. But I feel pretty useless lately. I really miss caring for somebody. The need to almost baby somebody just never really went away for me. But I'm much too old to have another child, so... That time of my life has passed, it seems. What would I do for you? Are you actually thinking about it? Well, if I must be honest, really anything that a mother would do for their son. I'd even let you move into my son's old room. To have someone in the house again with me would be so nice. It's gotten quite lonely. If you take this offer, I will do everything in my power to make you happy. Everything a mom should do for their son. Now, what do boys your age even like doing anymore? I'm way out of practice. I should probably not be using the word boys. Men like you. I need to do my research. Or you can tell me. You are an adult after all. But I'll always be older. Look at me rambling again. Well, darling, are you going to take the offer? If you find the idea weird, I completely understand. Just think about it, okay? You're completely okay with it? Wow, are you sure? Oh, I see. So you're not the only one longing to go to the past. How have things been with your family? Everyone separated? That's no good. Well, I know all about that life. Well, maybe we can find some joy and happiness in each other. The offer to stay over, whenever you want, really, still stands. And if you ever want to just outright move in with me, I'd like that a lot. One step at a time, though. Oh, wait. Hey, Sugar. Do you still like cookies? Well, I had a flashback to the time when I made you some fresh baked cookies. And, you gobbled them all up. My son couldn't have any. All I could do was laugh. Oh, good memories. Anyway, would you like some now? I can go down to the store and get some for us. Or I can make them from scratch. Which ones did you like more? The certain brand that I got? Or me making them from scratch? From scratch? Well then, I have a question for you. You want to help your mom make them? Does that sound too weird? Yes, mommy. Wow, mommy is a word I haven't heard in a long, long time. You got it, darling. I'll make you some fresh baked cookies as soon as we come back, right? Or maybe I should make you dinner. That would make a lot more sense. I'm getting ahead of myself. This may also be a weird ask, but do you want to go to the store with me? I'll let you pick out whatever you want. Oh, yeah. I have more than enough money in the bank. The old things around here are connected to old memories, and I'd like to have some new. And I now have the perfect person to make these new memories with. But we should probably stick with food to start. And then tomorrow we can do some shopping for appliances and whatnot. You've always been a second son to me, and I'm gonna treat you right. I am so relieved you're still in this neighborhood. You need to catch me up on all the things I've missed around here, but I'd much rather get reacquainted with you. So, how's life been? You grew up to still be so handsome. I bet you attract all the women. I understand that. The people your age aren't really your cup of tea. I used to be the same exact way, and I guess I still kinda am. I always aimed for people that were a bit older than me, so I guess you're the same. You're looking for that maturity. I get you, I really do. Well, let me give you some motherly advice about that, okay? Don't go out there looking for the person that you want to be with. Funnily enough, when you're looking, it's hard to find them. But when you stop looking, that's when the floodgates open. All I know is that they better treat you right, or else they're going to have to answer to me. I may not be as young as I used to be, but I'm still pretty damn strong. I bet I can lift you. Oh, you want to bet? Come here. Let me give you a piggyback ride. All right, then I'll just pick you up the normal way. See? Not straining whatsoever. No problem at all. This mama bear still has some fight left in her. Hello, and thank you everyone for listening. I wanted to make this as wholesome as possible and still kind of get into the realm of the option of there to be something more like an awakening or something like that. But yeah, I was thinking like, I want to make something motherly and like genuine motherly, an actual mom. There's no romance happening whatsoever, at least not in the beginning. It's just two people that are missing something in their lives, something that they used to have, and they want to have it back very badly, almost desperately. So yeah, the listener doesn't have a mom that's around that really cares much. And the mom doesn't have a husband or a son really in the picture. So they find comfort in each other. So I hope you all enjoyed. Thank you to Ramirez, Possum King, Jonathan, Husky the King 31, Yuden, YP Matt, Garrett, Curious Jorge, and Malachi for becoming members on Patreon. We are now 50 members away from reaching our milestone on Patreon. I can't wait because, as always, I have a treat for you. So stay tuned, okay? I love you all. Have a great day or night. Bye-bye.